the Argadayah or Argadayah Shor in the sixth parasha and his Likuti Diburim and the parasha in Ois Dalet points out that the question is, there seems to be many disparate topics being covered in the sixth parasha. We talk about the Kahanim, we talk about Kabbonis, we talk about the Yamim Tovim. Like, what is the connection between all of them? He says, if you think about it, really, the connection between all the different parts of the parasha is different aspects of Klal Yisrael's Kedusha. There's a famous concept which is used in Kabbalah called Oshon, Ayin Shin Nun. Ayin stands for Olam, Shin stands for Shana, and Nun stands for Nefesh, which means there are expressions of things which take place in the world of the Nefesh of the person, in the Shana, which is in the world of time, and Olam is in the world of in the idea of place. So the parasha talks about expressions of Klal Yisrael's Koach of Kedusha as expressed in the world of Nefesh. The Kohanim have a special Kedusha. There's a mitzvah of Klal Yisrael. The Kohen Gadol has a Nyan of Kedusha. There's a concept of Klal Yisrael's Kiddush Hashem. Mitdashti b'sopanei Yisrael. The expressions of monks Klal Yisrael creates elements of Kedusha. There's a Kedusha of Zman, of Shana. The different Zman and the different Yomim Tovim express elements of Kedusha. And then there's Kedusha of what we call Olam. It's the parsha of the Neiris, the parsha of the Lechem Apodim, the Machna Yisrael, the Machna that only one woman was Mazana. All those are the Hetzias and Makalo. We remove the Makalo from amongst Klal Yisrael, that the Machna of Klal Yisrael, the expression of Klal Yisrael in the world, not the individual person, but Klal Yisrael, as it's being expressed in the world, expresses elements of Kedusha. I think just that this Nakuda itself, that Klal Yisrael's, if we look at ourselves as the idea of how Kaddish I am, how my Neshama is doing, etc. If we don't find a way to express it and move it from just the world of Nefesh, just the idea of Nefesh, into the world of Olam, into the world of Shana, into the world of time, and into the world of space, we haven't done ourselves justice. We have the ability to consecrate time, to change the world, change time. We can use time differently. Time becomes valuable. Chai Yisora, she was born by Yomim. The Forshim say that we come to Olam Haba, we don't just come with a Nefesh. We bring our days with us. We bring a concept of time to Olam Haba, all the days that we use properly, all of this man that we use properly, that becomes our Zman. And we can bring it to Olam Haba with us. It's our Zman. And it seems to me we can do the same thing with the world of Olam. We talk about the deal when Mashiach comes, all about the Kenesias and the Chutzlars will be transported to Eretz Yisrael. We've created a Kedusha out of place. And that Kedusha becomes a reality. And we take it with us. It's transportable, that we can change an item. It's not just we did good things there, but the item changes. The food that we consume, there's a kedusha which you put into the food. So then, if you want to take it a step further, we impact relationships, we impact the nefesh also, we can change a person. So many things, we limit ourselves to just thinking about us, whether we're getting bigger, we're getting smaller. We don't think about the concept of the power of impact that we have on the Bria around us. And that's, I think, the expression of the Parsha Zemor, is this ability, that we have ability to impact Kedusha in all different realms. Have a good Shabbos.